El Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Juan. Y dijo Marta a Jesús: Señor, si hubiera estado aquí, no habría muerto mi hermano. Pero aún ahora sé que todo lo que pides a Dios, Dios te lo concederá. Jesús le dijo: tu hermano resucitará. Marta respondió: sé que resucitará en la resurrección del último día. Jesús le dice: yo soy la resurrección y la vida. El que cree en mí, aunque haya muerto, vivirá. El que vive y cree en mí, no morirá para siempre. ¿Crees esto? Sí, Señor. Yo creo en que tú eres el Mesías, el Hijo de Dios, el que tenía que venir al mundo. Palabra del Señor. Uno de los gestos humanos más nobles es saber dar regalos. One of the most noble human gestures is to be able to give gifts, to give gifts. Normally we think about giving gifts to those who are alive, but we should give gifts to those who die also. Normalmente uno piensa solamente los vivos pueden recibir regalos, pero los muertos también. ¿Cuáles son regalos que ustedes pueden dar a Jorge? Se lo digo. Cada uno hacer una buena confesión, ¿sí? Sé que uno tiene miedo, ¿no? A veces yo tengo miedo también, ¿no? Pero yo sé que es el diablo, que yo voy con otro padre, es siempre bueno conmigo, ¿no? ¿Por qué no esta semana ir al confesionario, no importa el sacerdote, y ofrecer su confesión por Jorge? Dios es bueno. La virtud más grande de Dios es su misericordia. The essence of God is goodness, and the greatest attribute is His mercy. What is mercy? Love of God forgiving the sinner. Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club of sinners. We're all born into it, and we all die as sinners. No escape, no hay escape. You go to confession and you feel better. Yeah. You know, sin does, it makes us sad and depressed. It weighs us down. Sometimes I'm not a mind reader, but I look at people and I see, oh boy, that person is sad. A young, sad person. There's so many out there, no? Cutting the wrists, you know, what's the purpose of life? Because you don't have God. We as priests, we have to study many years. So we have our we have our degree in philosophy, then our degree in theology, so we have... I had to study until I was 30 years old, no? After high school, another 11 years, long haul. No complaints, though. No complaints. And one of the basic principles in philosophy, theology, I think common sense, is everybody wants to be happy. But why are there so many sad people today? Especially young people. Rarely do I ever see a young person with a smile on his face, no? Pretty rare, no? Why are so many people sad? Because they're looking for happiness in the wrong place. Yep. Looking for it in pleasure, in drugs, in pornography. Pornography is the biggest addiction today, right? Sex, getting drunk, buying a lot of clothes. You already got 50 dresses, we'll have to buy another? People dying of hunger in Tijuana. Now you want your 50th dress. Because only God can bring us happiness. Only God can bring us happiness. People seek happiness in the creation, but not in the Creator. Yeah. People seek happiness in time, they forget about eternity. People seek happiness in the material world, and they forget about the spiritual world. People seek happiness in eating and drinking, and they don't even receive the bread of life in Holy Communion. And we really don't know when we're going to die. This Saturday, I have a special Mass for my father who died. He left 9 children and 39 grandchildren. A pretty big family for an American family, huh? Kind of beat the Mexicans in that one, huh? And you know, even though the people that knew him, they really loved him, and he built schools for children, and he sent people to college paying their tuition, and he worked at Wall Street, so he had some money, tried to help out people. He died 3 years ago, and I still pray for my father, and I'll pray for him until I die. Yep. Someone said, well, your father was a good man. Well, I pray for him. Well, only God knows where he is. I hope and I pray that he's in heaven. I hope and pray that Jorge is in heaven. I hope and pray he might be. Maybe he is. Maybe when he died, God took him right away. But only God knows. Maybe he's in purgatory with my father. We don't know. So we can never go wrong in praying for the dead. First, clean out your attic. Clean out your attic of the junk you have in it. It's interesting, every week you have the junk man go by your house. What would happen if you decide not to let the junk man take your junk for 6 months? It'd stink high heaven, wouldn't it, huh? You know, these cucarachas running around your house, no? You get these rats and mice climbing on your little kid's head at night. That's unthinkable, isn't it? We can allow trash to build up here for 6 months, a year, 2 years. We don't do anything about it. You know, when I was studying Shakespeare at college, Macbeth, you got to read Macbeth. The Lady Macbeth, she's always washing her hands, no? Why was she washing her hands? Because of the blood guilt of the murder of her husband that she collaborated in. She couldn't live with that guilt. I think there are a lot of people that are in manicomiums because they are living with guilt that they cannot live with. Living with a guilty conscience is hell on earth. So what beautiful words. I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whew. So that's a gift I think you should give to Jorge. Go to confession. Purify your soul. Get it all out. Start a new life. And probably a lot of you, I recognize you from years ago. I've got a pretty good memory, no? I haven't seen you in church lately. If my memory is not failing in my early 60s, I think I'm right. You know, I haven't seen you in church in a long time. Come back. Now, don't become a Jehovah's Witness. You know, stay as a Catholic. Never too late. Come back. Okay, the church is going through tough times. It always has. You know, you study church history, every 500 years there's some type of crisis. First 500 years you had the Christological crisis. People doubted that Jesus was God. Year 1000, you had the Greek Orthodox Church that separated from Rome. 1500s, you got Martin Luther and King Henry VIII, and you got the Protestant Reformation. And now this year we got some, you know, that's the clergy crisis. No? Nothing new. No? But being an English major, you got to be careful with what are called sweeping generalizations. And that means is, oh, that Mexican person sells drugs. Hey, es narcotraficante. No? Oh, los mexicanos son narcotraficantes. That's called a sweeping generalization, which is stupid. No? All the Americans are, they're materialistic. They only think about money. Yeah, not all, though. So, you know, if a priest or a bishop makes a mistake, you know, there are a lot of good priests, too. Some bad, but most are good. So you really shouldn't leave the church because you got one rotten apple, no? So come back. Come back. And you know, Jorge passed away. One day it's going to be me, and one day it's going to be you. We don't know the day nor the hour. Jesus says, it will come like a thief in the night. Como ladrón de la noche. Ladrón de la noche. We don't know the day nor the hour. And the most important moment in our life is the moment we die. That will determine for all eternity our eternal destiny, either salvation or damnation, either heaven or hell. There's no other place. So let's make our confession. Let's come back to church. Let's start to receive communion. Try to pray a rosary. You know, you got your little children, educate them in the faith, you know. I maintain children are like sponges. You know, the sponge absorbs. Sponge. Put a sponge here, you put dirty water, dirty water. Put clean water, clean water. One of my parents' first grandchild at 3 years old could already pray the whole rosary. 3 years old. Most of the children come in catechism at 8 or 9 can't even make the sign of the cross. Why? Because his parents, they're really trying to teach those kids how to pray. Because times are tough. They prepare for tough times. Prepare them to be little soldiers to fight the fight. Make it to heaven. So your confession, get back to Mass, and start to say the rosary. And live each day in your life as if it were your last. It could be. Il ombre propone, Dios dispone. So we're going to pray for Jorge that we'll trust that one day we'll be with him in heaven, but let's change today. Let's turn over a new leaf. Let's give ourselves to God. And my friends, let's work hard in this life and rest forever in heaven. Amen.